soldiers who died in the Iran-Iraq war. For every grave, there's a wife, a mother, a father, missing a son or a husband. The remnants of the conflict are scattered all over both countries. This is Basra in Iraq. 20 years after fighting ended, thousands of families in Iraq and Iran are still waiting for news of their missing relatives. The Jaloubs are one family that finally can try and put the past to rest, now that they're reunited with the remains of their brother Nouri, an Iraqi soldier.
He was like a father to us. He had a special place in our hearts. He never did anything to hurt us. So that's why I really thought he would come back. For 25 long years, we really hoped he would come back. But that was not to be his destiny.
During the war, the Red Cross registered almost 40,000 Iranian and more than 67,000 Iraqi POWs. Some of them, along with tens of thousands missing in action, remain unaccounted for today. In Iraq, the situation is complicated by the successive conflicts the country has been involved in. Not only this war with Iran, but also the invasion of Kuwait, and then the US-led invasion of Iraq.
It's extremely important for a family to know that the person has died in that particular battle or in this place, that the body is retrieved and that the body is brought back to the family, so that the grievance and the mourning process can take place for this family.
In the end, being reunited with a loved one's remains helps bring closure. The Iraqi and Iranian governments agreed last year to speed up efforts to account for those missing since the 1980-88 war. But for many families, progress is frustratingly slow. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera.